So the primary practice for the retreat is mindfulness, careful awareness. And one of the principles of mindfulness that we teach here is that mindfulness can be used to be aware of anything. And not just anything, but each thing in its own time, really everything. There's nothing that needs to be excluded as being inappropriate for awareness, to be inappropriate for being mindful. And so all of who we are can be included. And so in terms of getting settled and developing some concentration stability, it's nice to make, it can often be nice to have something to be the anchor, something to be the default and the place where the mind can settle settle down. Something, some steadiness that's a reference point that helps you to notice when the mind wanders off into thought. And one of the common reference points is breathing. To stay steadily, stable, settled on the experience of the body breathing. And to develop an intimacy, a continuity, to relax the thinking mind, so you can really develop slowly over time the ability to just stay here. But then if something else is compelling, then to let go of the breathing, let go of the reference point, the home base, and take that other thing as that compelling thing as the subject of attention, and to experiment and explore how to be aware in a relaxed way, but a direct way, clear way. And the idea of a clear recognition, it's a, not a vague awareness, not a haphazard or casual, but to kind of take refuge in the mind's capacity for clear recognition. And so we've talked a bit about mindfulness of the body and mindfulness of emotions. And today's topic is mindfulness of thinking. And rather than seeing thinking as the enemy or as a problem, the task is to be, when thinking becomes compelling, to discover how to have mindfulness of thinking, how to have a kind of awareness of thinking where you don't get caught in the thoughts or swept away in the thoughts. And as I begin this instructions, I want to make a distinction between thoughting, not a usual English word, and thinking. The mind is a thoughting machine. And you can't really stop it that easily. It's what it does. Thinking is when we get involved in those thoughts. We pick them up. We reply to them. We react to them. We add to them. And we string together a series of associated thoughts. And the more we do that, the more we're swept into those thinking, the easier it is to lose touch with the present moment. The easier it is to lose the grounding in the immediacy of our present moment experience. And as we settle in, it's possible to notice a shifting relationship to thoughts and to thinking. Sometimes thoughts and thinking is quite dense, intense, fast. And sometimes the thoughts and thinking is light, easygoing, like wispy clouds just drifting through. And it's nice to notice the different qualities of thinking at different times, whether you're thinking words or thinking images. But then to begin to notice the difference between the arising of a thought and being involved in that thought, thinking about the thoughts. And the most simple way of being mindful of thinking is to simply look thinking right in the eye and say, I see you. This is thinking. Thinking is like this. But to do it with a clear enough recognition that you don't stay absorbed in the thoughts or sinking into them, or in a way you free yourselves from them in the very clear recognition, this is thinking. I'll say a few more words as we go along here, but I want at this point encourage you to maybe sit a little bit straighter than you normally would, perhaps a little bit more alert feeling in your spine. And take a few moments to relax in your body. Perhaps as you exhale, softening the face. Perhaps as you exhale, softening the shoulders. Perhaps relaxing the chest. Softening in the belly. And if you feel any pressure or tension associated with thinking, maybe somewhere in the head or elsewhere, I call it the thinking muscle or the control tower. You might, as you exhale, soften and relax the thinking muscle. Almost as if the place where you think can relax and spread out wide, like a wide, still surface of a lake. And then as an exercise to become familiar with mindfulness of thinking, you might begin by letting yourself think. And instead of letting go of your thoughts, take an interest in the experience of thinking. What's it like for you when there's thinking? Do you think more in words or in images? Is there a location where the words are spoken or come out? Is there a location upon which the images appear? Is there any tension, pressure, tightness, agitation associated with your thinking? Whatever you're thinking, since you're allowed to think now, whatever you're thinking, are there any emotions connected to your thoughts? Any feelings of any kind? And in a relaxed way as possible, but with a clear way, as if you're committed to being mindful, a clear recognition of the presence, the fact of thinking, almost like you step back and gaze upon the fact that you're thinking. Without any problem associated with thinking, without any being bothered by it, but also not being infatuated or involved in the thinking, can you step back and clearly recognize this is thinking? So then, bring your awareness back to your breathing. And perhaps there can be a lightness, a light feeling, no weight to the awareness, to the mindfulness that experiences breathing. experiencing the rhythm of breathing in and out. Maybe as you exhale, gently letting go of your thoughts. As you exhale, letting the thinking mind become quieter, like you let, same way you might let the mind become quiet, so you can listen to a faint sound far away. Let the thinking mind become quiet, so you can be sensitive to feel the inhale, the body breathing in. Perhaps letting there be a quieting so you can better sense and feel the exhale. A quieting so you can better experience the transition from breathing out, breathing in to breathing out. Breathing out to breathing in. Notice if you're thinking, and notice what happens as a result of noticing thinking. In a few moments, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. I'll give some more teachings. I'll make some announcements. At some point we'll get up and leave the hall. Notice if it seems to happen. How, when you end up being pulled into thinking more than you're mindful. Maybe as soon as the bell rings, that's a sign to stop being mindful, and then you just, mind starts thinking about things. Or when you get up to leave the hall. And notice what that's like, to get involved in thinking, and how it changes the quality of the mindfulness, the attention. So thinking is an important part of life, valuable part of life, and a dangerous part of life. Sometimes the thoughts, our thinking, are good friends and support us in all kinds of ways. And sometimes our thinking are deleterious, and it actually makes it more dangerous for ourselves. But the task of mindfulness is to have a clear and simple awareness of thinking. It's as valid of a subject of mindfulness as anything else. It's just a little bit more tricky because it's easy to get pulled into the thoughts once we notice them. I think of mindfulness of thinking is being more like a silent awareness of thinking rather than thinking about thinking. Sometimes our thoughts are in the periphery of attention. We can keep the breathing or the present moment at the center, and if there's thoughts on the edges of consciousness or edges of awareness, peripherally, it's fine to just ignore them and let them be there in the background. As long as in the foreground you can stay with the object of attention. But when thinking comes into the foreground and we really get pulled into them, that's a time to be mindful of them. It could just be a simple acknowledgement, and that might be enough, and then to return to the breathing. If thinking keeps returning or is quite strong, then it's appropriate to make it the primary focus of attention. Sometimes look it straight in the eye and see it as thinking. This is thinking. experimenting with how to do that, to have the clear recognition. So it's kind of like you're pulled out of the mud or pulled out of it, looking back at it, and so this is thinking. If thoughts are repetitive or strong or the same theme kind of keeps persisting, chances are pretty high that those thoughts are really the symptom or the manifestation of something deeper going on inside of us, maybe something important. And often it has to do with emotions. Our emotions are often the food or the fuel for a lot of thinking. And so it might be helpful to switch, to kind of look around in the ecology of your thinking to see what emotion is connected to it. A lot of planning is often connected to some kind of anxiety, worry. Thinking about the past has its own kind of assortment of emotions that might be come with. There might be anger at something, so we're repeating the event over and over again, or there might be longing or sadness. And so to notice if there's an emotion that underlies it, and then what's helpful is to do mindfulness of emotions. And once you're really clear about the emotion, then it's useful to do mindfulness of the body in relationship to the emotion. How does that emotion appear in the body? How's it felt? And hopefully in that process, you're becoming more grounded or more full or whole or more connected to what is more real, in a sense, than the abstraction of thinking. It's an interesting exercise is to notice sometime when you really get pulled into the world of thinking. And then rather than being upset or leaving that, notice how when you're in that kind of absorption and thinking, maybe how much of a disconnect there is from your body, from the world. It's kind of like a virtual reality. Sometimes it's getting a feel or a sense of that disconnect that is involved. It can be an inspiration to reconnect, to reestablish yourself here in the lived body, the experience of the moment. So it's a nice day for practice today. And at this point in the retreat, it's often useful to see if there's some appropriate way to give yourself over to the practice a little bit more. Maybe if you haven't been coming to all the sittings, maybe come to all the sittings or to more. Maybe slowing down. If it feels appropriate, the practice can be supported by doing things slower, walking slower through the building, eating slower. Not to force yourself or restrain yourself into slowness, but because it feels good to feel more intimate with the moment. It feels like by slowing down you can really stay connected. And that feels good to be, you know, here and mindful and more continuous. You might take a sitting, a walking in the sitting period, some extended time. And think of it as one extended period of practice, kind of with no breaks in the mindfulness practice. So when you get up in the sitting, how you walk out of the room here and down the steps is as important as the walking meditation. It is a walking meditation. And you kind of try to keep it as simple as you can. Just sit and walk and sit. So you get some real continuity building up over time. So I have a few announcements. I received a note I think it was yesterday, from someone asking about Jozen. And Jozen Gibson was supposed to be the third teacher for the retreat. And I neglected to say anything about that, about the opening circle, that he wasn't able to come because he has a family situation that he has to take care of. I think some relative has a health issue that he has to help with and attend to. And so that was sad for me to have him not here. I love Jozen, and he's a very wise man, and I just love the chance to be able to be with him and teach with him. I taught with him here a year ago, a bit, and it was wonderful. So that's how that's where he is. I think a number of people and the teachers and some of the managers, I think, have noticed that there's starting to be a lot of notes for us. And maybe that's great, but it does seem, you know, like a bit much. So maybe there's important things to leave notes for, but you might, one custom is to suggest on these retreats that if you have a note to write, maybe write it, put it in your pocket, and then come back a couple hours later and consider, is this really needed? And then if it is, then put it up. But we're just going to be a little bit more, you know, thoughtful about it. And then today we have our, start the next round, two-day round of practice discussion. And so, I don't know if you've noticed down there, but the sheets you signed up on are still up there. But what's changed is which teacher you're going to see. So if you saw Bruni 2 days ago, you'll see me today in the same room that Bruni met with you 2 days ago. And then vice versa. So if you saw me 2 days ago in room 100, you'll see Bruni there today. And so you might want to check. So long ago, you might have forgotten the time. So I hope you enjoy the day, and thank you very much for that we were sharing this journey together. And happy mindfulness.